Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to be a 10-game homestand for the A's as they begin their second half. Toronto, Houston, and Tampa all coming up on the schedule. Gianna, there are a ton of promotions coming up here on this homestand as well.
I love promotions.
We got promotions on the 15th, 16th, 17th, 19th, 22nd, and the 23rd. We got the Craft Beer Fest. We got the Hello Kitty bobblehead giveaway.
What night is that?
That is Saturday, July 16th, tomorrow night.
Dang it. I'm going tonight.
You are going tonight.
Yes.
Roberto Gonzalez is throwing out the first pitch tonight. That's
yes,
your girl?
My colleague from CBS. She'll be throwing out the first pitch, so we're all going to be out there.
She going to get it there?
Yeah. Well, she has a dislocated shoulder from a few weeks back.
I don't want any excuses. So you got to get it there.
She's done this 7 years in a row. This is her seventh year.
Okay.
She's done great all six.
Well, let's find out, because Glenn's probably seen her. I mean, if she's done it 7 years in a row, Glenn Kuiper, who does play-by-play, I'm sure is a fine connoisseur and aficionado of first pitch ceremonial performance. So do you have a book on Roberta? Do you have a scouting report on Roberta Gonzalez's first pitch, Glenn?
No, I do not. I do believe she likes to put on quite a show, from what I understand, but that's really the only scouting report I have for you. At that point, I'm usually kind of getting myself ready for the game.
Yeah, so, I think, okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have any more information on tonight's the old ceremonial first pitch. I wish I could help you out more.
I'm sure she'll put on a show.
Yeah.
Is
she going to look over to first a couple times? Is she going to linger on the mound too long? Is that the problem?
She's a diehard A's fan. She's really bubbly, boisterous.
Oh,
she'll have fun with it for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she has a great time. Yeah. The real lesson, though, I mean, there's only one rule when it comes to first pitches.
Don't mess it up.
Just get it there.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a strike, but it's got to get there on the fly.
It'll get there for sure.
Isn't that pretty much it, Glenn? The cardinal rule, just get it there on the fly.
And you know what? Do it quickly, and let's get the game going. How about that?
Absolutely. Let's get this going. Have you actually seen, can you confirm Rich Hill's blister?
You know what? I actually saw it. I did not see it like up close and personal. I did see a couple guys looking at it.
Okay.
When we got off the plane on Sunday. So I had a feeling that there may be a little bit of an issue there. It sounds like there's a decent chance he'll pitch on Sunday. That's what we all are hoping for. So there was a little murmur about a possible blister over the weekend when we were in Houston. So,
sure.
But I think he'll be fine. It didn't seem like it was a huge deal. You just back him up a couple days, so he'll be fine.
Hey, and you know, the last thing I want to do is go back over a first half that was not very much fun and is, you know, put the A's in a position whenever you hear a guy might be scratched, you think, oh, wonder if he just got traded.
Yeah.
But how frustrating was that four-error game after they played so well, 15 games in a row without an error? And you and I were talking about this out at the Coliseum the last time we were doing the show there together. You said they can play really well for 2 weeks, and then one day you get Keystone Cops.
Yeah, and that has been a little bit of an issue. And I think, you know, they're just – I mean, there's some talent on the team, but it's not a team that can just completely overcome mistakes. They really – I mean, for them to have a good stretch, for them to win games, for them to have a winning streak, they really cannot make a lot of mistakes. That's just where they are, you know, among the other teams in the division. So it is disappointing when you see them play well and then they let one get away like they did on Sunday, and you know, you kind of go into the break feeling kind of lousy because you really had, you know, you had the game won and then it got away in the ninth.
Well, and I just don't
you end up losing on an air, so.
Yeah. I don't want anything that makes this front office look at Danny Valencia as a guy like, who, well, maybe we could improve over there. Maybe we can get a little more value if we moved him. Like, I think that is the perfectly priced A, who is a very good player. Like, I want to see him stick around. I want to see that guy on the team next year. A guy like Rich Hill, he's got trade me written all over him based on his contract and his age. Then, you know, and then we got Sonny Gray, who is a guy I don't want to see traded at all. But if you do have to trade him, you better trade him at the peak of his value. And I don't know if that's right now.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right. And I'd be very, very surprised if Sonny was traded. I would not be surprised if Rich Hill was traded. I would not be surprised if Reddick's traded. I do not know any inner secrets of any deals that are being thought about, but Reddick and Hill certainly sort of fit. Valencia is a little bit of a different story. I know tonight the young man that the A's just called up, Ryan Healy, is playing third base tonight. Valencia is not in the lineup. So however you feel about that, Damon, that's you can talk about that when I'm off the air. But
I'm panicked.
But
I'm panicking already.
Yeah, but Ryan Healy is playing tonight. He's a big, strong right-handed hitter, and he's had good minor league numbers. So the A's made that move today, so we'll see what happens there. I that doesn't mean that there's something going on with Danny Valencia. That's not the case, but you're not going to call a kid up like this to have him sit on the bench. That would not be the smart thing to do. So I think you will see Ryan Healy play, and he's kind of a corner infielder kid. And, I'm okay with that. And that doesn't mean I don't like Valencia and Alonso, because I think they've both been pretty productive players. But at some point, if you have a kid having a real nice season in the minor leagues, and you feel he's ready, then you got to get him up here and play. And you can do that when you're, where the A's are in the standings.
Voice of the A's on TV, CSN California, Glenn Kuiper joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It is Daniel Mingden tonight. He got his first win in late June. We love the mustache. We love the thick build. I think the guy's got the right demeanor, and I'm rooting for him. 10 earned runs, though, in his last 10 innings. Is he in danger of losing a starting spot if his struggles continue?
No.
Or is this kind of like, there's no doubt, you're part of the future, so we're going to leave you up here and let you learn how to do it?
Well, I think he's definitely part of the future. I mean, listen, if a kid, and I don't see this happening with him because he's pretty talented. Listen, if a kid gets knocked around for six or seven straight starts, then you may have to get him out of here so he doesn't lose his confidence. I don't think that's going to be the case with him. He's got pretty good stuff. And the thing that I always watch for, Damon, is it's something young pitchers always have to deal with is how do they do when their stuff's not great, and how do they do when an inning maybe starts to spin out of control a little bit? It's sort of the two things that young pitchers have to learn how to handle, learn how to, work through. I don't have good stuff tonight. Oh boy, they're knocking me around a little bit. How can I slow this game down and end up giving my team a chance to win? So those are things I watch for with kids like Mingden and Manaea, and Graveman is starting to get better at that. And with that, he's starting to pitch better. So, no, I think the A's are going to stick with Daniel Mingden. He's a talented young man, and he certainly has the potential to be a fixture in the rotation. But he's young. I mean, he's made, six, seven, eight starts. I mean, what we all like to see is a rotation with three or four guys that throw 200 innings every year, but there's not a lot of teams that have that. But there is what seems to be a pretty nice young core now developing, and you hope Sonny Gray sticks around and he's part of that.
Watching young cores come together and deliver on promise is kind of one of the themes that went through the 30 for 30 last night on ESPN about Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry. Did you have the chance to see it?
Good. You know what? I actually DVR'd it, and then I ended up watching about 20 minutes of it. But I very much am looking forward to watching it from the beginning. It just happened to be on when I popped the TV on later in the evening. So
yeah.
But it looks like I heard it's great, and the parts I saw were very interesting, kind of sad.
Yeah. Well,
the parts I saw were when things started to go bad for those two guys, and you really do feel, you feel a little bit bad for them, but then they also kind of cause their own problems. So I saw a little bit of it. I'm looking forward to seeing it all. And, you always hope that, there's something to be learned there, but a lot of talent there. It just didn't all come together.
I think one of the themes of the documentary is that both of these guys happen to just have bigger demons than they had actual talent. And their actual talent, their talent was considerable. So just imagine what those demons were.
I think you're exactly right. And listen, they, you know, when you look back now, you know, probably too young, too good on a team that was too good and in the wrong city. And you just put that all in the mix, and it, you almost can sit back now and say, well, that sort of had disaster written all over it.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, these young guys, they were, you know, and that team, which was a great team, right? But that team partied pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, John Stewart had a great line. He said, you know, Caligula told the 86 Mets to, like, relax, you know?
Exactly. Those were not the only two guys that were partying on that Mets team. They just happened to be the youngest and the most talented.
Right.
But that was a pretty crazy group. So they probably got, you know, got rolling with that group and just, you know, could not get out of it. And it just so happens they were probably the two most important guys on that roster.
They talked about the greenies, and the guys who didn't take greenies were playing naked, and just the culture of baseball back then. The bodies.
Kind of weird back then.
Yeah.
Kind of almost a little dirty.
Yeah.
You watch that stuff and you almost want to take a shower, because there was a lot of dirty stuff going on back then, I'm afraid.
There was. And this encapsulates it and kind of highlights that. Look, I mean, they cut to Doc Gooden in the restaurant, and I mean, like, he there are two interviews that this whole thing's built around, and he's 30 pounds lighter in one interview than the other. I mean, he does not look like he's really got all of his demons under control, even in the documentary about how his demons under control. I mean, it's just kind of sad, but boy.
I did not, and it's interesting that you say that, because the you know, 15 minutes that I watched, and I know the interviews you're talking about, and I saw a couple of them, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I first saw him, I actually kind of stopped and was like, that's Doc Gooden?
Yeah.
Because he really looked old. That's the impression I got, and he looked a lot older than he probably is. It looked to me just in his face, and it just looked like he'd been through a lot.
Yeah, time has not been easy on him, but boy, his 1985 season, like, oh my God, I was 10 years old, and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was 11 when the 86 Mets happened in upstate New York, so it was such a big deal. And you just forget, like, Doc Gooden, for 5 minutes, was officially the best pitcher anyone had ever seen on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah, probably. And I remember 1985. I remember my brother Dwayne was at the end of his career with the Giants, and he was playing very, very little. And he told me, he said, he batted against Dwight Gooden one time, and he was throwing like 100 miles an hour, right? Dwayne was pinch hitting at Candlestick on a Tuesday night in the eighth inning, you know, so it was, you know. And he said, I just said to myself, I will not strike out. I don't care if I hit one 2 feet. I will not strike out. And he got jammed. He shattered his bat and hit a little roller to third. The guy was playing in, and he threw him out. And Dwayne said, it felt like a home run, because I was not going to strike out against this guy. I don't care where I did. If I popped up to the catcher on a bunt, I was not going to strike out. And he didn't.
That just shows you how good he was, seriously.
Exactly.
That you can make that choice.
Oh, man. Just make contact, please.
Seriously. I'd just be like, just get me home tonight safely.
Exactly.
Great to talk to you, man. Enjoy the 10-game homestand, all the promotions, giveaway. Hopefully there'll be some real nice crowds in there. And let's see. We just want to see these young guys play good. Let's see what the future starts looking like and give David something to really evaluate out there. That's what we're hoping for.
Yep, I agree. And it is nice to be home for a nice long homestand. And you guys, just remember, on Tuesday night, I make a pretty mean root beer float if you want to stop by.
There you go. He does.
There's a plug for you.
I'll take it. Thank you very much, Glenn Kuiper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.